wa tikau mā whetū I ra tahi te iarere. Te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika.
Ka mutu e hoama, eia te tahi tangata e heri reana I runga I ngā whenua katoa o muri whenua, pātu ki te taitokerau, me tōna mōhiotanga ki te, te rongoa Māori. Ko tūtaki e we tahi tangata tino mōhio ana, Wainganui Iaia, me tāna ne mahi, kam tū paihoki kia whitiwhiti kōrero mai a eia, me ana mahi, kai mahi e tūtaki ana eia, kia mōhio e tātou ngā rerekenga o ngā mahi e pā mai ana mō e tahi o ngā rongoa Māori. Tēnā no koe, Pita.
Tēnā koe, Jelly. Huhu, tēnō pai he te mahana ki kone e te Waipapa Kauri.
Ai.
Ai, ki rana au ki ngā ngaru. Pakupaku e re ana.
Ai, ka mutu, hi a koe noho mai nei kona. I nanahira I haere au ki Aipara ki koe ia rāhuia. She was a wiki. Nene, e kōtiro e ana daki rāu o ko hone, ko eia te mātā mua. Ko rāhuia tana ingoi, he reo koe āia rei nana ira. Kamitu ka mātaki taki atau te moana o Oneroa Tohe. I te pai hoki, te pai. Kamitu teo ka hakaaro. A ka pai ki te noho mai āia ahipara, ko eia nahe ano, e paueru ana noki eia. Kamitu e noho mai ana, nā, tā māua kōrero ko te moana e nana ira.
Oh, ka pai, ka pai.
Ka mutu I a koe e kōrero maina ki te moana, ai, mai tika ana koe, e titiro atu ana koe, i a rā, me ngā mahi katoa, kei ngā kai kei kona, I runga I te moana, kei kona anu, hono ko koe anu e kato maina, pene I aanga kai, e hihi ana koe, ne?
Ai, he mui ana te tāua kōrero, te rara?
Ai.
Mō ngā peka-peka, mō ngā ngangara.
Peka-peka, ne?
Ai. You know, remember we were talking about the
bugs. Ai, the bugs, ne?
Ai, ngā peka-peka. E mahi a te mahi o ngā pī. E here, e tono-tono.
That's right.
Ngā hua.
Ai.
You know?
Ai.
We were talking about the
bee. Bee, ai.
They're doing the job of a bee.
Ai,
pollinating ai. Different plants.
Ai.
But they do at night. I te tangata I kōrero a kia hau, ko te geoscientist or hau o ki tēna te kōrero, plant and food. Ka, e rapu na rātou, e aha ngā mea, ngā hua, e pangatū ngā pollinate I rato I ina. They're looking for what is actually pollinating all of our pollinative plants. Now, kei hea ngā pī, there were some bees, pēne, you know, native bees, they call them, I walk in the bee anō. Engari, te kōrero te tangata nei, there were other things that were in the forest, you know, ki rati te ngāhere, ngā ngangara nei, ngā, I hatena me te, pātito, the tiko o te, there's a big, it lives in the caves as well. It's like a grasshopper. In it, what do you call it?
Weta.
Te para o te weta. He said, you know, he didn't heard that name before, or hadn't heard that name before. Katana Kore, I said, oh, you mean a weta? I said, they live in the caves, but they also live in the dark, damp places, you know, te meake. Katana Kore, I dati o I te ngātou, te rātou, he piro te hauma o tēnei ngangara.
Ai.
Yeah. And I took a kata ki ai as well. Yeah, there's a paraweta.
Ai. Ai.
You know? But ai. But the para tēnā weta, ne?
Ai.
So it smells, but it's an attraction. And what it does is they also pollinate a lot of the native plants. So we spoke for about an hour just talking about what it is other than bees, and ngā mātauranga o tātou in the tūpuna, the kōrero e hāt ngā mea. Well, it was also a lot of the ants a lot of the bugs in the bush.
Okay.
Te kōrero ki aia, tōku kōrero ki aia, pēne, naki mete he, you know, ako natu he mate koe, he kai mo te toke.
Aye.
You know?
Aye.
And I explained to him, even when we die, we are still food for the worms.
Yeah.
He was like, wow, you know, those are the sorts of things that they hadn't heard, you know, that our connection with our land and our whenua and that. So he wants to come up and see me again in a month or so from here sometimes if it's something or other. But like I say, the kōrero morato is what is it that can, we can use, because we were kōrero tāku no te, you know, te pepe or te puriri, the puriri moth, and how that the moth burrows into that tree.
Aye.
Only one can do it. And yet, when you come out and it looks that beautiful and green, and then you te kōrero pēne, e a te utu mo te rārāke. Wow. If you put a bit of it in water, you put a bit of puriri in water, the water will go green. So then you start to say, well, hang on. If no bugs will touch that, that must be the same stuff that they're using for tantalizing the post.
Oh. See? Aye.
Because a puriri, it doesn't rot. You know? It's a real hard wood. And it's also the ahi, ne?
Aye.
It's got the fire. It's one of the fire trees.
Yep.
And it's also the tapu tree. Because a lot of our old ways of doing stuff was to hang the people and sit them around the puriri, ne?
Aye, aye.
Or they broke them down and then put into wakati papaku and samori o te ana.
Okay.
So he was interested in the different rākau that we understand and that they don't understand. And, you know, te āhua ki rāko in la rākau katoa. As pollinators, our birds are our biggest pollinators. Miko, those little birds, you know, that fly around and just sip here, sip there, and it touches their head, and then it goes and pollinates the next plant. And he said, yes. So we were looking at the kōrero on during the day, what is doing the pollination, and what is doing at night. He was quite blown away by the mātauranga or mātauranga, the Māori, in the mea ki rato te pō, ne?
Aye.
E maia ki te pō. So, yeah, it was, well, I'm looking forward to actually meeting him again and make the kōrero pēna.
Aye. Come to this scientist, I a koe kōrero na, e noho ana ki hia? I a karana?
Kiriroa.
Oh, ki kiriroa, ne?
Aye.
Aye. E, ka mutu ko te hoki mai ano ki te ki tūtaki i ākoe, ka kōrero ano kōrua, ne?
Ai. E katana, you know, tēnā ki te koe, e matakua na rātou, e mate katoa ngā pī, ne?
Ai.
Because one is spraying all these orchards and cutting down all the latest trees around them.
Ai.
Which have all the pollinators in them.
Ai.
And that's what they're saying now. The kōrero te tangata, oh man, he's trying to get people now, farmers especially, to start planting around all the waterways, keep the water clean,
aye,
but also for pollination of the grass.
Aye.
And the Rōa Rākau is where everything is.
Aye. Ka tiko. You
have to head into poro poro katoa ngā rua nei.
Aye. Ai, pono e.
Ka mai hoki te whenua, ne?
Ai, ka pono e a koe kōrero na e pita na te mea ngā koroke kei runga i ngā pāmu hihi ana anō rātu ki te aka tupu i tātā ngā wai, ngā wāhi oru ana, ngā wāhi tino mākuku ana kia urungi atu e tai rākau ki reira. Tēnā pea, pene mahi inge ana e ngā pāmu katoa kia pēra, ko tino pairau atu mō ngā manu me ngā kararehe e noho ana iai ana, you know, the two go hand in hand, ne? Te rau ki te mea, ne? Ngā karare me ngā manu, me ngā ahua katoa, ngā pī, when they pollinate all those things, ai ke kona katoa.
Ai, ka here tini taha, ko te kai mo te tangata. Just a little kōrero about some of the juices that are in our plants that we got at our back door at home. That's where it started, kai mara. The first one, we have kōrero, mo te kōrero mo te riwai, ne? The juice of a riwai, one riwai, you do it 3 days in a row, one in the morning, juice it and drink it, and that will take away all your pain in your joints, and it will take all away the mamai, you got to go out. Te rata te rata mo tēnā wā, ko te riwai. Nā, ko te riwai, ka heke mai ki te beetroot. Now, the beetroot is for the heart. So the juice of the beetroot is like blood. So that will cleanse your heart rate. Okay. Then the next one is a celery. Now, the celery is the shape of a kidney. So you took 3 sticks of celery, juice those, and you drink that, and that will clear all the kidneys. Now, the carrot, you cut the end of the carrot, looks like an eye. Well, that's what it's for. So the juice of the carrot is for your eyes, ears, and that part of your body, so your forehead. And then the next one is a thing called a savoy cabbage.
Right.
Savoy cabbage, you cut a slice of it, about an inch and a half thick. Just cut it through, put that in the juicer. And that cabbage is crinkly. Pene tororo.
Aye.
So what you do is you juice that one as well and drink that, and that's for your brain clearing, for dementia and stuff like that. Also, though, you can have a paste of walnut. A walnut is the same, can help as well. So you crush the walnut up, and you can make a drink out of it and just drink it. But just taste it so that it goes under your tongue. All these juices are better for you because there's nothing in your stomach to be processed. And what's happening is all of your juices go directly into your system. So those ones I've just given you, and a knob of ginger, some thumbnail size. Put those all together and drink that in the morning. Everything in your system will come back to normal. You'll start going to the toilet regularly, post tickle and mimic. It just regulates you. It's a regulatory one. I made it up 18 years ago, but didn't use it until I started feeling mumbai, and then all of a sudden started using it. And now the people that I've given the recipe to are quite over the moon.
Right.
Don't have to do it all the time. You just do it when you feel those mumbai coming on.
Oh, okay. Now, you're talking about the brain, the savoy cabbage. You cut it up. That's the crinkle one. Is that for the brain cleaning?
Yeah.
And what about the walnut, the crush, to crush that, the juice?
Crush the walnut up and just funny it on things, Make a paste of it.
Aye.
Or you can just eat them. You can just eat them. You can buy them beaten, isn't it?
Aye.
Crack the shell open and eat them.
Yeah, and a knob of ginger,
Don't overdo it. Just the thing is to just make a hand, what fits in your hand for the juices, and you do that 3 days in a row, and then you'll see if there's any difference.
Yeah.
If there isn't, well, up the potatoes, one extra potato.
Oh, okay. Oh.
The riwai it's got the juices all you want.
Yeah, the juice.
Also, if you burn yourself, you peel that potato, put it on the burn, and it'll be gone.
Oh, okay.
And it'll clear the thing. You won't even find where it was burned. The other side thing of the riwai is if you've got haki,
right.
You scrape it and use it as a poultice. I can remember Mum had a thing on her leg, like old Joe Conrad. He got the kumara and did the same thing because it's dry,
Aye.
It dries out the
Haki.
Haki.
Oh.
Aye.
Okay. Oh, well, that's good, Peter. Ko kōrero atu ki a koe. Mo wene wāhi kōrero. Pai ki te rongo atu i wāu nei takotonga mō ngā mahi e pena e mamai ana to tinana o eaha iaha kei kone ano ngā rongo a papai mō ene mahi. Nāno reira, tēnā koe, Peter. A tērā wiki ka kōrero atu no kia koe, pēnā i āwa tāua kōrero, ka pai anō, ne?
Oh, you just said they're talking about bees, and a big bumblebee come over yesterday.
Oh, mai tikana, come to visit you, come to visit you. Must be good tidings.
The bumblebee for bloody young.
Yeah. All right then, okay. Kia ora mai anō kia koe, tēnā koe.
Bye-bye.
Tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. I o te kaumā whetu i ra tahi te iarere.